So, are you ready to talk money?
Always.
Haha, I like your style. But really, we know finance news can sometimes feel like, well, a foreign language. That's why we do these deep dives to break it all down and make sense of it all. And let me tell you, this past week was a wild ride. Kind of felt like the market was on a roller coaster or something. We saw those record highs, but then, bam, some surprising dips too.
Yeah, it was like the market couldn't quite make up its mind which direction it wanted to go in.
Exactly. So let's start with the good news first.
Yeah.
The Dow Jones, the big one, and the S&P 500, they were both celebrating this past week, hitting those record numbers.
It was a good week for those indexes, that's for
It
sure.
was. But then we have the Nasdaq Q, and it seems like maybe they didn't get the memo. It was lagging behind. What's the deal there?
Well, you gotta remember the Dow Jones, it's really heavily influenced by the big financial institutions. And bank earnings were particularly strong this week.
Okay, makes sense.
Like Wells Fargo, for example. Their stock jumped over 6%. I mean, they totally crushed those profit expectations. And when those big banks do well, it tends to, have a ripple effect.
So good news for banks equals good news for the Dow. Makes sense. But what about the S&P 500? I know that one represents a much broader slice of the market, and even though it hit record highs, it still seemed a bit, I don't know, hesitant.
Yeah, and you know what? You hit the nail on the head with the word hesitant. See, the S&P 500, it's always keeping a watchful eye on inflation.
Which, let's be real, is still a major concern for everyone.
Exactly. And then there's the whole interest rate thing, the possibility of interest rate hikes that always makes investors a little nervous.
Because nobody really knows what's going to happen, right?
Right. It's all about uncertainty. And when businesses are uncertain about things like, will my costs keep going up? Will people still buy my products if I have to raise prices? Well, that uncertainty trickles down to the S&P 500's performance.
It's like a domino effect. All right, so we've got the Dow riding high, the S&P 500 being cautiously optimistic, and then there's the Nasdaq Q, our outlier. What's the story there?
Tesla, my friend. Tesla had kind of a rough week, and because it's such a major player in the Nasdaq Q, which, as you know, is very tech heavy, its performance kind of dragged the whole index down a bit.
Tesla's having a bad week, and suddenly everyone in tech feels it.
Pretty much. It's a good reminder that while the tech sector can be, well, let's be honest, really exciting, it can also be really unpredictable.
Like the Wild West of the stock market? Maybe. Okay, so we've talked about those big picture indexes, but I'm really interested in zeroing in on some of the individual sectors. This past week, it felt like each sector was having its own little mini drama.
Oh, absolutely. Finance, tech, healthcare, energy, they all had their own storylines playing out.
Exactly, like different episodes of the same show, but happening at the same time. So, finance, for instance, they were clearly the stars of the show this week, right? BlackRock and Bank of New York Mellon both did incredibly well.
It's interesting you mentioned that because their success really highlights how interconnected everything is. Those companies, they're doing well because the overall financial sector is looking really strong right now.
It's all connected. Okay, so finance is having its moment, but unfortunately, not every sector was so lucky. Energy, in particular, seems to have hit a bit of a rough patch. Am I right in thinking that those fluctuating oil prices are the main culprit here?
You are absolutely spot on. Oil prices, they're like the puppet master of the energy sector. And this past week, those prices were doing a real number on things.
So when oil prices get volatile, the whole sector feels it. Okay, so we've talked about the U.S. market, but what was the mood like globally? I was reading that Europe seemed a little uncertain, but Asia seemed to be having a more positive week.
It's true. There's definitely a different vibe happening in different parts of the world right now. Europe, they're dealing with some economic worries, and naturally, that makes investors a bit cautious.
Makes sense. No one wants to jump into a market that's feeling shaky.
Exactly. But over in Asia, it's a different story. They're actually being buoyed by some really strong earnings reports from some of their major companies. So there's this sense of, resilience in Asia right now that we're not really seeing in Europe.
It really highlights how interconnected everything is, right? You can't talk about one region without considering the impact of what's happening in others. Okay, so we've covered the global picture, but I want to get into some more specific company highlights.
I like where your head's at. Let's get granular.
Because sometimes one company's success can tell us a lot about what's going on in the broader market. For example, PepsiCo. They totally blew past those analysts' expectations this week. Everyone loves a good underdog story, but seriously, what was behind their success?
Well, I mean, PepsiCo isn't exactly an underdog. They're a huge company.
That's true. Maybe overachiever is a better word.
Yeah, maybe. But their success this week, it really came down to strong growth in both their snack and beverage divisions, which, you know, might be telling us something about how people are feeling right now.
You mean like, are people turning to snacks and drinks for comfort during uncertain times? I know I've been guilty of that myself lately.
Maybe. It's definitely something to think about. And speaking of interesting sector performances, did you notice how well healthcare did this past week?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about that earlier. It was one of the bright spots in the markets. Like they say, health is wealth. Right.
Truer words have never been spoken. And a prime example of this positive trend in healthcare is a prime example of this positive trend in healthcare is the pharmaceutical industry. We won't dive into specific companies in this deep dive, but several major players in pharmaceuticals reported really strong earnings this past week, even exceeding market projections in some cases. And that strong performance across the board, well, it really boosted the entire sector.
It's like a wave of good news lifting all those healthcare boats. Okay, so we've got strong earnings in some sectors, but we've also got inflation looming in the background. And let's not forget, the Federal Reserve has a big meeting coming up. It feels like everyone's holding their breath, waiting to see what happens with interest rates.
And it makes sense why everyone's on edge. The Fed's decisions on interest rates, I mean, they have a ripple effect on the entire economy. Higher interest rates, those could help curb inflation, but they could also slow down economic growth. It's a tough balancing act.
It's a high-stakes balancing act, for sure. It's enough to make you want to grab a bag of chips and wait a minute, didn't we just talk about PepsiCo's success? Maybe that's not a coincidence after all.
I mean,
But in all seriousness, what are investors laser-focused on right now, besides, the fate of the global economy?
data. Everyone's hungry for those hard facts and figures. We're talking things like jobless claims and retail sales figures. These give us a real-time snapshot of the economy's health. When we see strong job numbers and people are out there spending more, well, it usually points to a healthy economy. But if those figures are weaker.
That's a bit of a warning sign, like proceed with caution. So
Exactly.
kind of like checking the economy's vital signs, making sure everything is functioning as it should be.
I like that analogy.
Now, we don't have a crystal ball.
Although, now that you mention it, a crystal ball themed around this week's market, that would be pretty amazing.
Maybe we can pitch that to the show's producers.
I'm in.
But for now, let's stick with what we do know. And right now, there's still a lot of uncertainty out there. Will the Fed raise interest rates? Will inflation finally start to cool down? Will the NASDAQ conquer its fear of heights?
These are the million-dollar questions and the answers. Well, they're likely going to have a significant impact on your own personal finances in the coming weeks and months.
No pressure or anything. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of uncertainty, and we know that can feel a bit overwhelming. But before we send everyone into a tailspin of financial anxiety, let's take a step back and think about what we've learned from this week's, market roller coaster. What are some key takeaways you think our listeners should keep in mind?
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day fluctuations, those ups and downs. But one thing this week really highlights is the power of strong company performance, even when there's economic uncertainty swirling around. PepsiCo exceeding expectations, the resilience of the pharmaceutical industry. These are positive signals.
Right. It's not all doom and gloom out there.
Exactly. There are always opportunities to be found, even in volatile markets.
It's all about knowing where to look. And speaking of opportunities, what about those sectors that didn't fare as well this week, like energy? Any bright spots there? Or is it a matter of, like, buckle up and brace for impact?
The energy sector is a tricky one. Volatility is almost a given. It's so closely tied to those fluctuating oil prices. But that also means there's potential for a rebound. So keep an eye on geopolitical developments, any news related to oil production. Those factors can significantly impact energy stocks.
So, a bit of a wait-and-see approach to the energy sector. Got it.
Yeah.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, global interconnectedness. We saw how events in one part of the world, they can ripple outward, impacting markets and investors everywhere.
It's true, we're all part of a much larger global ecosystem. What seems like a small blip in one region can have unexpected consequences on the other side of the world.
It's like a financial butterfly effect, right?
Exactly.
But on that note of global intrigue, I think it's time for us to gracefully glide into our final thoughts for this deep dive. Any parting wisdom for our listeners today?
Remember, knowledge is power, especially in the world of finance. The more you understand about market forces, economic indicators, those underlying whys driving those market movements, the better equipped you are to make informed decisions.
So true. It's not just about following the headlines, but really understanding what's beneath them. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from record highs to global trends, from PepsiCo's snack success to the Fed's upcoming interest rate decision. It's a lot to process, but hopefully you're walking away with a clearer picture of what went down in the financial world this past week, and more importantly, why it matters.
And perhaps even a little inspiration to, you know, dig a little deeper, explore those connections we've talked about, and see how these global events might be impacting your own financial decisions.
Now that's what I call a valuable takeaway. It's been a pleasure diving deep with you today. Until next time, remember to stay curious, stay informed, and we'll see you in the next deep dive. It really is all about connecting those dots, isn't it? Seeing the bigger picture.
Exactly. And hopefully our listeners are walking away feeling a little more confident, a little more empowered to navigate the world of finance.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, after all. And speaking of power, we've covered a ton in this deep dive. We talked about those record highs, those global trends, even PepsiCo's snack attack, or should I say snack success. And let's not forget that looming Federal Reserve meeting. It's a lot to digest.
It is, but we break it down step by step.
We do. Hopefully by the end of these deep dives, everyone's feeling a little smarter, a little more informed about what's happening in the financial world.
And ready to make those smart financial decisions.
Exactly. It's been great chatting with you.
Likewise.
Until next time, everybody, remember, stay curious about your finances. We'll catch you in the next deep dive.